So the tonight's topic is about preparation. Most of us in this room have had trouble with alcohol or drugs. I was the type of dope fiend that I was prepared for morning, so that when I finally did pass out, I had a loaded syringe there to wake up. I had a bottle next to me that I could guzzle. I had a blunt so I could get through the day. I was prepared for when the cops were chasing me, because I had warrants throughout the whole United States that I was going to take a cop's life, or if I was losing the battle, I would take my own life. I was prepared. I didn't care about dying. I tattooed it on my body. I was the 1%. Many of us prepare to fake our drug test at Allen County Community Corrections or fake our lives with our kids. I'm going to get clean and sober, but are we really? What are we really preparing ourselves for? Another failure for another son? We have to understand that if we prepare as hard enough for when we get up in the morning, what are we going to do when we finally die? What is our real true preparation? Is enough enough? I don't care what people think about what they hear about me. I really don't. I care about the one that made me. And he made you. His name is Jesus Christ. See, am I preparing enough for the eternal reward of Jesus Christ in heaven? Or do I want to just continue to fake it until I make it? I have a little bag of piss in there while I'm peeing in the community corrections. I just have a little bit of fake this. I just fake this person out. I fake that person out. My girls in my life never even knew who I really was. His mom never even knew how old I was. I've been abandoned and been on the street since I was 13 years old in the streets of California. When I met his mom, I was on the run from the Palm Springs area to Oregon, trying to get away from the police, trying to get away from life, and I met his mom, a bartender. I was 7 to 9 years, I don't even remember, 9 some odd years younger than this girl. And I lied. And my whole life was a lie, but I was always prepared for the next lie. Aren't we done with that type of preparation? Aren't we really done with that type of preparation? Battery charged, you better charge something or you're going to get charged. Matthew 24:42-43. Therefore be alert, since you don't know what day your Lord is coming, but know this: if the homeowner had known what time the thief was coming, he would have stayed alert and not let the house be broken into. That's biblical. I'm a thief. That's what I used to be. Dude, I'd stick a gun in your face. I didn't care. Just give me your 10 cents. I did not care what happened to me, but I was prepared to die. But see, I didn't have an understanding what real hell was and what real eternity was with Jesus Christ. And a lot of you in this room were raised just like I raised my son. But the sad part is now we're doing that to our kids. When is the generational curse going to be broken? When are you going to stand up, man up, woman up, whatever you want to call it, and say, enough's enough, I'm preparing for my next life, and it's an eternity with Jesus Christ? This is a faith-based program. You cannot change 5 minutes ago, 5 days ago, 5 years ago, but you can step into a newness right now. You can step into it right now. Tonight, I pulled in out there early, and I was stressed, dude. I called a buddy of mine. I said, pray with me, dude. I'm just stressed. But as I was coming down here to pull in, I seen a vision of my son. I was like, how cool would that be if he showed up at Faith Base tonight? He was about the second one in the door. Because, see, I got that relationship with this, but I also got that relationship with him. Next weekend, we're putting together an event from Minneapolis. They're coming down here, and there's a whole bunch of ex-cons, ex-bikers, all these ex-dudes. And we're going to be speaking at a platform at the Awakening at the church in Huntington. And I said, son, I want you to give your testimony. He's preparing for Sunday. But see, all these years, 3 years now that he's been out here in my life, he's been preparing his new life. Amen. He lied to me just like I'd have lied to him. No, I ain't in trouble. Dude, he had more warrants back there in the state. You know, he gets out here and I'm thinking he's free. No. He absconded just like I did. He was like the prodigal, picture-perfect son. I was like, I'm so proud of you in the old days. But we talked, and you can call me a snitch. I don't care what you call me. But I said, son, I'm a director of a rehab facility. I cannot harbor you, bro. We got to take care of this. He said, oh, my God, Dad, I've never turned myself in. And I said, me neither. But we're gonna put his butt on a plane, flew him out there. He was supposed to do all this time in prison. He was in there 5 days. Seven, done. They allowed him to fly back out here and hang out with his family. He wasn't prepared for that answer. But we knew God wanted to prepare a family that is just glorifying Jesus Christ. He's no different to our family than he is to yours. Luke 21:36. But keep alert at all times. In other words, be attentive and ready, praying that you may have the strength and ability to be found worthy and to escape all these things that are going to take place and to stand in the presence of the Son of Man at his coming. This is temporary, peeps. Get real with yourself. You know, some of you sitting in this room right now don't like me, and I'm cool with that. 1 in 10 people don't like me. I'm like, suck it up, buttercup. I'm speaking tonight. Sorry about your luck. But for the other 9 out of 10 of you, here's the deal. There's 1 or 2 in here that already know they're going to relapse. Just the nature of life. I would suggest this. You call Marvin and say, Marvin, here's $40, so when I go to jail, you can put this on my books. Marvin will put that $40 on your books so you can call your family and go, oh, I don't know what I'm doing in here again. You do too. Quit lying. You prepared for that. You prepared for that. Are you kidding me? We set our own destination. But he's the one that we need to have and be prepared for. Because you're obviously in a faith-based mentoring meeting tonight because you believe in something. And I would believe 99.9% of you believe in the one named Jesus Christ. Amen?
Amen.
Be prepared. Because see, 1 Corinthians 16:13 says, remember to stay alert and hold firmly to all that you believe. Be mighty and full of courage. When I got that first call from him on Messenger and he said, this was your son, my first response was, what? What? All these years later, everything I had done, everything I had said to him, every abuse I did to his mother, yeah, I was one of those kind of guys. I was a physical abuser as well as mental. That's who I was when I was drunk. I rode with the club for a lot of years. A lot of years. I had my girls. I had my wives. I had my Me Too buddies. I had all that. But see, I also had a little boy. And that little boy wasn't prepared to be fatherless. Today, I'm prepared to be a daddy. I'm prepared to be the best husband I can be. I don't have girlfriends no more. I have a beautiful spouse that I've been married to 17 years. Dude, I got more grandkids than you can even imagine now. 3 years ago, dude, I did really well at Christmas time. I didn't have a son. Last year on my 60th birthday, I know I don't look a day past 59. It's okay. They brought in my biological daughter. See, the baby mamas and the kids knew each other. First time in my life, I had all five of my kids in my living room in Fort Wayne, Indiana, and I was a daddy.
Praise God.
But I also came with 9 grandkids. Do you know what causes that? That's all I want to know. And I would not change being a daddy or a grandpa for anything. So why do we stand up here and talk about being prepared? Because see, I'm sitting there in court today, and actually we've been blessed. There's one of the gentlemen that was in court today here tonight. Praise God. He did what he was supposed to do, and praise God. But it always cracks me up. And I don't mean this disrespectful, because I was one of you, believe me. So I know how this goes. We write Wendy a letter in orange. Miss Davis, I promise, blah, blah, blah. We're trying to prepare her for our lives. We know what the heck we're going to do. But as we're sitting over there in Allen County at 417 South Calhoun Street, okay, this is too big. So little pencil in our hand. We're writing her. We're writing her exactly what we think we're going to tell her to convince her we need a third, fourth, fifth, seventh shot at this. I love her response. Do you think this is my first rodeo? But we believe it. We believe it when we're writing it. But here's what happens. We go to Bible study. We go to chapel. We go do all that. And we're on fire. Jose might come in and do a chapel service. Praise God. And just gets everybody going, man. Yeah. And we're all on it, man. We got the word of God. Hey, Foster, you're rolling it up. Oh. Run out that door. Leave that mug right there. Every part of it we leave right on that bunk. But see, if you hide this word in your heart, because see, the preparation for eternity is what you need to start doing. This is temporary, man. This is a blip. It's done. It's gone. And I don't wish this myself, anybody, we could go out here and get killed. Just listening, 5 o'clock news, 2 brothers coming out of Columbia City, dead. Bam. I don't think they planned on that. But were they prepared for if something does happen like that? I've been shot. I've been beat. You better call your officer. Somebody's going down. You need a phone? No. Yeah, they're preparing something for you, homie. You better get on it. Who is it?
Me.
Do you have a phone?
Yeah.
Okay. You want to step over here and take care of that? That way it's not embarrassing for you, babe. They'll be like, where are you? Tell them Marvin's here. Marvin got him. Marvin's prepared to talk to him. You can open that door right over there, babe, on the right, and step right in that chapel room. All right, Eric, focus again. Come on, man, we're on a roll. That's how sometimes Satan rolls.
Amen.
That's how Satan rolls, because, see, something's about to hit you in the heart, and there's about to be a preparation here tonight. 1 Peter 5:8, be sober-minded, be alert. Your adversary, the devil, is prowling around like a roaring lion looking for anyone he can devour. Wow. See, we got to take captive of our thoughts. We got to take captive of our thoughts. Danny, you're a builder. Got to start with foundation. Am I not? Footings, foundation. Have to stand something for the walls. Amen? What is your foundation?
Amen.
Is it in Jesus Christ? Or is it in all the phone numbers you got for the dope man? What is your foundation?
Sorry, my sneeze, I missed it.
One more time.
Can you repeat that, Mike? I sneezed and I missed it.
The scripture? Be sober-minded, be alert. Your adversary, the devil, is prowling around like a roaring lion looking for anyone to devour. So, if you already know scripturally in 1 Peter 5, verse 8, it's saying that, then we have to have a foundation. We have to be ready. We have to build that foundation on Jesus Christ, not on sand, not on rocks, not on something that will fade away, but on Jesus Christ. And be prepared to use Jesus Christ for eternity, or not use, to have Jesus Christ for eternity. Building the thoughts in our head, we don't just wake up one morning when we're on this court docket, house arrest, home or halfway houses, whatever it is, and just go, oh, F it, I'm just going to go ahead and get drunk today. That ain't the thought. The thought happens days prior to that. A, number one, we got to set up the plan. We got to have it already ready so that when we do relapse, we got the dope. We got the money. We know it's time to run with our Me Too buddy. That's preparation. But if you start preparing yourself for eternity, doing what you're supposed to do, going to the meetings, showing up at your groups, doing your life the way that God wants you to do it, that reward is eternal.
Amen.
It's eternal. Dude, I'm tired of running with Satan. I was truly blessed 3 years ago to have my son back in my life. And I know that if we got killed tonight, we're going to heaven together. You can lead your family. It's not too late. Each and every one of us in here can lead our family. Alex, you're amazing, dude. I love watching your little girls come to church. You know, that's restoration, bro. JC, you ain't no different, homie. Don't amen him. These are my Dream Center guys. I'm over in Huntington at the Indiana Dream Center, and I have probably six of them here tonight. Graduates, soon-to-be graduates. Invisible guys right here. But that's Brian. I mess with Brian all the time. But the point is, they've had enough of lack of preparation. Now they're preparing. Some of you guys in here have been doing this for so long. Did anything change in the court system besides the date? No, they're giving you more time now. And if it's under a year, guess where you get to hang out? Allen County's finest. Are you kidding me? So I'm going to wrap it up with this. Be prepared at all times to give an account. Because in Revelation chapter 3, verse 3, it says, so remember all things you've received and heard. Then turn back to God and obey them. Amen. Things that you hear and you read come out of this. It comes out of this, family. It comes out of this. For if you continue to slumber or sleep or do what you want to do, and these are Jesus' words, I will come to you like a thief, and you'll have no idea at what hour I will come. Be prepared. And if you don't want to be prepared, Marvin takes bank cards. Go ahead and give them to him, and he'll put the money on your phone, or he'll put it on your book for your commissary, or whatever it is. But remember this. you made it here tonight, and you prepared today to be here. It's that easy. Prepare yourself for tonight as you lay your heads down and say, God, I can't, but you can. I want what you got. Show me how to get it. And I'll leave you with this example. I met with a guy today, and I had kind of believed the dude was on the right road. Well, he had relapsed, and I said, well, why? What happened? He said, I quit doing what I was doing to succeed. For almost 14 and a half years now, I get up every morning and do the exact same thing. I go to my computer. Well, I actually got one of those fancy little Keurigs that I bought at Walmart. And it has a little clock on it, and it's programmed for 4:30 a.m. And when I get down there in the morning, it's just hot, ready to go. I put a little cup in there, and as it's brewing, I go over there, and this is sitting right next to my computer. And I have another devotional book that's there. And I open it up, and like right now I'm reading Proverbs. There's 31 Proverbs, 31 days in the month of January. I'm on day 6 of Proverbs.
Amen.
So I find a study that works for me, and I do that. And then by then, I grab my coffee cup, have boosted it, and I have a devotional that comes to my computer screen. Then you know what I do? I pray. And I say, God, what kind of inspiration can I put out to the world? And then I send a daily devotion out to my family, my loved ones, a scripture, inspiration. And you know what? Over all these years now, they invite me into the jail now, and I don't post bail to get back out. It's crazy. I'm the Huntington County Jail Chaplain. Are you kidding me? With all that I had, and God said, that ain't what, you don't have that no more. That's your testimony. If you want help, there's your helper. Have you ever talked to a Gonsley Martin? That dude got more. I spent 10 minutes in there listening to this brother about something that just inspired me. You want to become a preacher or a teacher? Do your very first testimony right here at Faith Based. We want it. We want to hear your story. Believe me. But most importantly, be prepared. Because as a thief in the night, you do not... You do not know when he's coming. I want to do eternity with you guys. I've done a dope world with a lot of you. But today's your day. So I feel led, as we're closing, some of you need to repent. Some of you don't even know God. Some of you think you know God, but have you ever accepted him into your heart? We got head knowledge. But most of our trouble happens between this space. We know it up here, but we haven't accepted it right here in our hearts. Amen. Repentance is cool, dude. It's God's way of saying, hey, I forgive you. You need to forgive you. But see, once we confess our sins, he forgets them as far as the east is to the west.
Amen.
They're gone. But you got to forgive you. So I'm going to just ask that if you feel like rededicating your life, or maybe you have never accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, tonight's your night. I want you to start your preparation plan for eternity. So I call it the ABCs of salvation. We admit we're sinners. We believe he died for our sins. We confess our sins to him. And we choose to live, turn our will and our way over to the care of God and live for him. So with all heads bowed, all eyes closed, if you want to repeat this prayer after me, please do so. If you're needing deeper conversation, Gons is here, Marv's here, there's other, Jose's here, there's mentors here that will have conversation with you. But if you feel that this is your night, just repeat this prayer after me. Father God in heaven, I admit I'm a sinner. I believe you died for my sins. Lord, I believe you rose again for my sins. Tonight, Father God, I confess my sins. I ask you to forgive me, Father. And Father, today, I prepare my place. I ask you to prepare my place in eternity with you. From today forward, in the good and in the bad, I choose to follow you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Give yourselves a round of applause.